Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. The What to Read Next podcast helps to build a TBR of future favorite books. In each episode, Lori Amin interviews authors and book influencers to recommend books they loved for you to pick up today. If you're an avid reader, always looking for your next great read, then this show. Hi, Leslie. Welcome to What to Read Next podcast.
Thanks, Laura. Always love being here.
So happy to have you here. So tell us who you've been up to.
Writing and creating lists and more book lists on She Reads Romance Books, of course. And starting to do a little bit more on YouTube, which is exciting. People can find me out on there. So, and just reading a bunch of ARCs and finding a lot of good books.
Awesome. What kind of books are you reading lately? Like any good ones that you're like, oh my gosh, these are winners. Yeah.
Two that come to mind are books that are coming out later this year by some popular romance book authors. I loved The True Love Experiment by Christina Loren. Super cute with the tie-in on reality TV, which I actually don't like. I don't like watching reality TV, but I'm like, if this show was created, I would totally watch this with this woman looking for love with her men who represent different romance book hero tropes. I thought that was like genius, and I loved that book. And then Allie Hazelwood's new one coming up, Love Theoretically, was fantastic. Jack and Elsie might have kicked Olive and Adam out of first place for me. Potentially, they're right up there with them. But I loved that story. It totally hooked me in and was a great couple.
I read the True Love Experiment. It was so good. Like, I love the reality TV show. I watched those reality TV shows, and mm-hmm. I'll be like, yeah, this is definitely like a must-see TV. Like, I'm like, why hasn't been produced? Like, we need this now.
Exactly. And I loved how she like came up with that idea as a way like, oh, they're never going to want me on it because this ass that I have is ridiculous. You know, that these are the men that I need. But I love like sassy heroines like that. I mean, some of her one-liners, I was just laughing out loud on that book. It was pretty funny.
Yeah, it's a funny one. And after Allie Hazelwood, ready for a rainy day, you know, right now I'm reading The Zodiac Academy. Have you heard about that one?
I've heard of it. I actually have never dived into it yet. Is it on book 8 or 9 now, I think?
Book nine is somewhere coming sometime soon. I don't know when it's coming, but let me tell you, the writing is bad. So they're long, but they're incredibly addictive. Like, I don't know how to explain this. Like, it has stereotypes that I'm like, they're cringeworthy. It has creepy group teachers. Like, it's just like, you're just like, what am I reading? And yet I am loving it. Like, I was like, oh, I finished book 3 last night. And I was like, I'm going to wait till like, and read on something else. And it like, it ended with a cliffhanger. I was like, no, I need to read book 4. And each book gets progressively longer. Mm-hmm. So like the first couple of books were like 400 pages and book 3 was 500 something pages. This one's 750 pages. There's one book that is 1,000 pages long. They need editing. They need a lot of work.
Oh my God.
I am just living through the Zodiac Academy life, you know?
That kind of reminds me, I read earlier this year, the first book in the Mind Clock? Yeah, my series. And I was kind of like, I can see why like people are hooked on this. I'm like, I don't really like this part of the subject line. So I'm like, I don't know if I should continue, but I was like, this is like good and hooked me. And yeah.
Yeah, I read through the 5 novellas like in like, I think in about a week. And I was just like living for it. It has trigger warnings galore. It's dark. Yes,
for sure.
But there's like a process. You're like, how is it going to work? The serial killer and the FBI profiler are going to have a happily ever after. But it does work. I can tell you it does work. But we get so many twists and turns. It's like a thriller. It's like a really good thriller.
Yeah.
With romance, you know.
Okay. Maybe I'll go back to it.
Yeah. They're pretty addictive. I would say like another one, serial killer one that's actually really good is There Are No Saints by Sophie Lark. She has it's a duet. There Are No Saints, There Are No Evil. And it's another one that has trigger warnings galore, but it's like two serial killers trying to kill each other, trying to kill the main character. And you're like, what am I reading? And
what is going on in the mind of these authors that they are writing these
characters? But I'm loving it. I am the market. I am the market for this.
Oh, that's so funny.
I am the market for really, like, really crazy out of this world writing, you know?
But isn't that what's great about romance? Because if you're in the mood for that, like, there's a book for it. Or if you're just in the mood for some really lovely cinnamon roll, you know, type hero, there's a book for that too. Like, that's the best. It is.
Yeah. So there's a market for everyone. Like, romance actually has a little bit of everything. You, if you don't like men, you can go to aliens. You can go to monsters.
For sure. Exactly.
If you like, you know, menage or polyamory, you don't like love triangles, we got polyamory. We got reverse harem. We got different opportunities. So, you know.
That is exactly right. I love it.
Yeah. So it is all good. So, all right. So today we're chatting about book boyfriends. So first of all, what's your definition of book boyfriend? Like, who's your ideal book boyfriend in that sense?
Oh, gosh. Well, again, I think that's what's wonderful is like, I have my ideal, I think, but yet it can be so different for every person. And even though I have my ideal, it can change based on the mood that I'm in for what kind of book boyfriend I'm looking for in the story. But I would say that my ideal is probably that slightly alpha male, right? Who knows and can take charge when it's needed. The book boyfriend who takes care of the heroine, but not in a smothering way. He's very supportive and empowering of her too. So you can have an equally strong heroine alongside him. And, you know, of course he's going to take charge in the bedroom as well. So that's sort of my like ideal, the full package, right?
Yeah. There's a little bit of everything. I feel like the alpha male, there's an alpha male, there's cinnamon roll hero, there's alpha roll hero, which is a little bit alpha, you know, in the bedroom, but cinnamon roll hero, maybe take care of you, you know, caretaking and all these different things. And the beauty of romance is that it's a spectrum. There's toxic romance, there's really angsty, really bad things that happen and trauma and traumatic and all these different things. And then there's really healthy romance in the other spectrum. And you can find any of them at any level of where you are, you know, a guy that can take care of you and all and be really good for you. Or you can find a guy who is a sociopath and you're like, gotta fall in love with a sociopath, you know?
Right, exactly. And I think that, you know, book boyfriends, I think there's lots of different qualities, you know, I look for in them in terms of their personality and their character. But also, you know, I love to find certain book boyfriends just by profession, right? Like, I love reading rock star romances, right? Yeah. Like, oh my gosh, to a guy on stage, you know, and just there's just something about those that I just love. You know, and then there's the, you know, the mafia made men, of course, right? Or just the athletes, you know, I love sports romance too, or even, you know, the billionaire.
Yes.
So I think, you know, yeah, you can find them based on just, you know, their profession or what they do as opposed to also, you know, their character traits, right?
Yeah. So that's the beauty of romance. Pick your book boyfriend. And if you can have multiple of them, because who did ask? You can have your own little why choose experiment.
Exactly. And I do. I love collecting them, right? And so on the blog, She Reads Romance Books, I have my own like book boyfriend hub, right? Where people can find all of my lists where I have my alpha male list. I have my dirty talkers, which gosh, that's another favorite, right? Mm-hmm. Boyfriend. I'm very keen on the dirty talker heroes. But then every year I've started the last 2 years, I've made my list of the best book boyfriends of the year. And so those are always fun.
So you got to give us a couple of them for us to look for, you know, which has worked for you.
So last year on my list of best book boyfriends for 2022, two that stood out that I'll recommend was Matt from Next to You by Hannah Bonham Young. I just, you know, he's kind of the cinnamon roll type, you know, book boyfriend hero, just this quiet, like big but quiet guy. And yet he, oh, I'm totally blanking on the heroine's name, but he just saw her, right? And she was someone who was dealing with a little bit of anxiety and stuff and just took everything at her pace. I mean, he waited a year, right, to really make the move, right? And so I just loved his gentleness, which made him a really great boyfriend of last year. Did you read that book?
On my list.
Another favorites from last year, Spider from Brutal Vows by JT Geisinger. She's one of my favorite authors. I love her. I love all of the alpha heroes from her Queens and Monsters series, which is a mafia romance series. But Spider was probably my favorite. I mean, and I can just picture his Irish brogue, right, as he's talking to, which adds to it. But he was just, I loved him because he was just big on communication. Like he had an equally strong heroine in his story, Reyna, who was, you know, strong in her own right in the mafia world. But he like made her talk and share her feelings when she didn't want to because she had a pretty bad past. But Spider was just amazing. Loved him.
I love it. Yeah. Yeah, I have that list. I read, I think, the first two books in the series. I really like the one that she gets kidnapped, that she creates a war among all the mafia men, and then she gets kidnapped. And then she was like the great feisty person. I was like, that's how I want to be when I get kidnapped. I just want to like
Carnal Urges. Yeah, Sloane. Yeah, Sloane and Carnal Urges. She was amazing. And Declan, he was like, oh my gosh, I think he was the one I taught book boyfriend for 2021 too. He was.
Yeah, so I was like, I want to be like you when I get kidnapped.
Yes. The first book was okay for me. Yeah. Like it's almost like skip book one and just go to the rest because you might get turned off in book one. It wasn't my favorite. But the rest in the series I loved. Yeah.
Yeah. So awesome.
Mm-hmm. And then I don't even know how to pronounce his name. R-H-Y-S, right? Reese, right?
Reese.
From Exposed by Kristen Callahan.
Mm-hmm.
Loved him, and he was on my list of 2021. He's a bassist, right? A rock star, and that was just a great friends to lovers romance. And again, he was just a good listener and really was honest to them. But they had just the best banter too. So he was just like, oh, this guy just could own a room and yet sort of make himself pretty vulnerable to his friend, their publicist, and just be there for her, which I thought was awesome. I just loved that story. It was so good to go back to that band, right?
Yeah. That whole series is so good. Like, honestly, I love book two, Scotty, but I cannot sleep with anybody. And she's the one who helps him fall asleep. He can fall asleep with. It's just, you know, I have a thing for, like, I cannot sleep with anyone, but with my beloved partner, I can't sleep, you know? This is, like my ultimate book boyfriend. Like, just, can we sleep together? Just sleep.
And, like, how she helped him on the airplane. I mean, it was just so, like, oh, awesome. Yeah.
Such a good series. Such a good series to book for, like, look at Exposed, which is the newest one. It's been somewhat recent, but the backlist and even all her other series, I would say like her Game On series is really good too. That's a good one. It's an oldie but a good one, you know.
Yes, all good book boyfriends there. I loved what's his name? The Virgin.
Oh, I know which one you're talking about. It's book three. Book three. It's he's Pierce, which is always a plus. Anytime there's a Pierce,
yes,
you know, it's like, oh man.
And he plays center in football. You know, he's like this big guy who's just, but yet he was this teddy bear, so cute.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Well, talking about book boyfriends, I'd probably feel remiss if I didn't talk about like Tobias from The Finish Line by Kate Stewart.
Yeah.
Did you read the Ravenhood series?
No, I did not. It's on my list. I shared. This week it's been mentioned twice. So
she just put out, it's probably still available, this like exclusive book box for the series, and I totally splurged and got it because I'm like, I just, you do, once you read the series, it just consumes you like for days on end. I still think about it, and then I listen to her podcast and I'm still thinking about these people. And Tobias was just this like, he just had this mission, right? That, I mean, I can't go into too much of spoilers, but he had this mission that he was after that was sort of the how he lived his life. And so that I find really sexy, right? That he's just on this mission to do good. But he's just hot with Cecilia and wants her, and nobody else is going to have her. And it's just, but then he can also, in that book, humble himself because he wants to make it work with this woman. It's such a good series.
Adding it to the queue.
Once you read it.
Tell you when I read it. I'm like right now, like I'm just going for series. Like it's working for me. Just doing series. Like as I'm in the middle of the Zodiac Academy series, you know, binge. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think I'm just going to try and maybe read a couple of popular series and be like, tell you what I think about that. You know.
Back to like an oldie but goodie, although I only read it recently. Did you read Kristen Ashley's The Motorcycle Man?
Kristen actually read my TBR of like books, but her books intimidated me for length. But I don't know, understand why, because I don't know about you, but there's a lot of Kindle Limited books that came out recently. They're like 500, 600 pages long, and I've read them all. So I can actually go back and read those tomes. Like it's okay, you know?
Yeah. Well, and sometimes that size book, it can take forever. But if it's a good book, you just fly through it, right? Like I don't care how long it is, I'll just fly through it, right?
Yeah.
But so I picked that one up. I think I read it last year. I'm like, oh, why'd I wait so long to read this? It was so good. Tack is the hero. He's part of a motorcycle club, but they're not like, you know, into drugs or all this other stuff, but they also work on cars and motorcycles and stuff. And at first, like, I was like, oh, this guy's a douchebag, you know, from something that happens. But then as the end, I'm like, oh, I get it. And I'm like, wow, I see his point of view. And this guy is amazing. And he was a great dad, right? He had two older kids. And he was just typical alpha male, but yet someone who, again, required like good communication, right? And actually talked to his, you know, woman. He was like fantastic. I loved that book. And his kids, I think, are follow-up books, and I need to read them because hopefully he's in it some more. Yeah.
Gosh, I gotta try Kristen Ashley for sure.
Yes. I have on my website I offer my top 10 list of book boyfriends that I have, and people can take a quiz to find who their ideal book boyfriend type is. But one, I'll mention one that's on my list, and that is Jason from The Lineup by Megan Quinn. It's one of her baseball boys. I mean, I'm like, he's like a unicorn of men, right? This guy is, he's of course good looking, and he's a professional athlete, so he's a rock star. He's funny, he cooks, right? And he doesn't have any problems like making a fool out of himself. I just loved him, and I was just like, you are the perfect package, Jason.
Yes. Oh, I actually
find, I don't know. Do you find that many stop you and you're like, wow, I love every single thing about you?
I like some stuff. Like, I would say, like, it just depends. It depends on my mood and it depends on the stuff. Like, I'm like, oh, I learned how to trust men by reading romance in some ways. Yeah. I see the rationale, and I see why you're doing the things you're doing and stuff like that. And so it's been interesting to see. I'm like, oh, like, these are the items I would like to have my partner to look like, you know, like, or like, absolutely, these are the things that I would like to have. And so romance actually had taught me how to have a healthy relationship, because I grew up in like a really traumatic, like, bad places. And so I learned what it did not want to have. And so
Yes.
I found that reading romance actually got me like a very different opportunity to look at relationships in a more healthier aspect of it. So
I agree. I mean, not even just like what is good communication or what is even bad communication, right? Or like I mean, there's always that moment of conflict, right? So it's seeing how can you work through a disagreement. That makes
Like
me think
even
of
learning how to vocalize things, like speaking out for
yes.
your needs, speaking out for like what you want, also seeing what are red flags. Like I'm like, oh, that's a red flag, you know? And
Yes.
what are just red herrings? Like they're really not a red flag. It's just like it's just this grumpy exterior, but you know, later on you realize it's like, oh no, there's more to the story than this that you would meet the eye, you know.
Right. And people say, oh, well, then your expectations are here. I'm like, no,
I
that's not
actually will be fine. I
necessarily
have no
true.
problem
And what is the problem with that? Exactly. My standards should be high. What would that say if they weren't, right?
that.
But that's not to say that like I don't care for or like the book boyfriends who aren't perfect
Yeah.
either, right? Like, that made me think of Tristan from The Takeover by
Yeah.
T.L. Swan. Like, I didn't think he was like super perfect. You know, I thought he
Yeah.
had like just some things that, you know, he could have done better, even though he's like this billionaire, right? But he was so perfect with her kids. Like, I was like, wow, this guy is amazing. Like, he's totally pursuing her, and I like that, right? But now, like, there was this whole other shift to the book where he's like, I'm gonna make this work with this single mom, you know, with these kids, and I'm gonna sleep on her couch because darn it, I want to, you know. And that's another book where you're like, their problem. I was like, oh my gosh, I can totally see both sides. Like, how are they gonna get past this moment? And Swan did this amazing job, and I loved it. I rated it 5 stars. But Tristan, I thought, was fantastic.
I think that's the one thing. I would dock a star if the guy is too perfect. Like it's
Yeah.
like the imagination of Chris Evans, because there's a lot of Chris Evans fan fiction. There's quite a few of that in romance. And like if it becomes too much, like it's too perfect, I'm like, no. Like they need to have like it's a human being. Like I'm fine
Right.
with this whole era of men going to therapy. There's quite a few books that are like you. I'm like, I'm fine with that because they're like dealing with their thing, like dealing with their baggage, you know?
Right.
Learning how
Yeah.
to find tools and how to do this. Like, it doesn't have to be perfect. It just needs to be like, you know, somewhat self-actualized a little bit, like to understand what the hell is going on in your head and they're like how to relate to another person. That's what I want to have, you know.
Yes, exactly. Like, talking of like the nice guy, like sometimes there's a fine line for me where like Always Only You by Chloe Lacey, like Ren was like towing that line. I'm like, you're too perfect and too nice, Ren. Like, go check somebody into the, you know, grass when you're playing hockey or something, you know, for the
It's like it's you kind of have to like create a character as like overall has some imperfections, have places to grow. And this part of like writing a romance, like writing, like you have to have character growth. Like you want them to grow from one place to the other. You know, you can just break them down. You can have baggage. You can have different things. They need to have a wound. And so actually, it doesn't have to be like a perfect wound or a perfect character. You know, like I don't want them to be too flat. I want them to have like a 3D, you know, emotions and like history and ideas and things they and longings and wanting to do, you know.
And I think too, like reading romance, like sometimes like I'll be in the mood, yeah, I'm gonna read a, you know, BDSM book or whatever, you know. I'm not really huge on the ultra dominant, you know, alphas, but sometimes I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna read it. It's not like I really want to meet you in real life necessarily, but give it to me in the book, like, you know, that kind of thing.
Like it's like it's sometimes you just feel in the mood. It's just like I read like some dark stuff and like sometimes I just need the toxic, you know, that's my experience reading Magnolia Parks. It was like it's a toxic angsty, stupid, you know, relationship. And yet I am craving it. Sometimes I'm craving something that in my real life, I would be like, 100-foot pole, get right. away from me.
Right.
But sometimes you just need that, like, entertainment. It's just like when we watch reality TV shows, like, they're trashy and you're doing all these different things. It's just because we're like, we want that distraction, or we want that reminder of, like, you know what, how far I've come. Thank you, therapy, for teaching right. me that none of this is acceptable.
Exactly. Oh my gosh. And I think too, we like want to read about like, oh, the bad boy, which finally it's this one woman who turns his eye and catches yeah. him. Where in real life, like, you're not going to be that person. He is what he is. Take what you know, he's giving you a face, take it at face value. Right. Yeah. But in yeah. books, it's like, oh no, I love how, you know, this is how the she turns it around for him. Yeah. yeah.
How she's the one that she turns and changes, have a personality change. Yes, right. I look right. for that.
Yeah. Oh. I thought of, in that respect, I thought of like Eros from Electric Idol, you know, by yeah. Katie Robert. I'm like, okay, this guy's off like doing the dirty work for his mom, Aphrodite, you know, but now here comes Psyche, you know, and ooh, he changes his tune, and I loved it. Yeah.
Yeah. So this is a really good discussion, and we should do it again.
Yeah. I mean, who doesn't want to talk about boyfriends all the time?
Boyfriends all the time, all the good stuff, all the things that we learn. So Leslie, tell us a little about where to find you and tell us about the quiz.
You can find me at shereadsromancebooks.com, where I have all the book lists, the reading challenge, all the great book recommendations to help you find the best romance book worth reading. And on the quiz, definitely at the top, you'll see the quiz to find who's your ideal book boyfriend. And then I'll give you recommendations based on your ideal type too.
Thank you, Leslie, for being on the show.
It's been great. Nice talking with you, Laura.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support the podcast. For a list of books mentioned and other romance recommendations, please visit whattoreadnextblog.com. Did you know you can purchase audiobooks directly from your favorite local bookstore? With Libro.fm, you can pick up more than 250,000 audiobooks, including bestsellers and recommendations from real booksellers. You'll get the same audiobooks at the same price as the largest audiobook company, you know the name, but you'll be part of a different story, one that supports your local community. If you're new to audiobooks, there's a perfect way to squeeze into more reading into your busy life. Listen with a free Libro.fm app while you do your chores, walk your dog, relax at home. The Watch Read Next podcast has a special offer for our listeners. Get 2 audiobooks on Libro.fm for the price of 1 with your first month of membership. Use code WATCHREADNEXT. This offer is only valid for new members in Canada and the US. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? Watch Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whattoreadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you once for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.